With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Brennan.
Yeah?
Brennan.
Yeah?
What is your favorite?
That's a good question, isn't it? I haven't read loads of them. I'm trying. There's too many, aren't there?
How many books do you think you've read?
In my life?
Because I reckon Francis is up there with a lot of books as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've read a lot of books.
You've read a lot of books. So, Brendan, how many books do you think you've read?
I reckon it's proper books, not like Mr. Men and ones that I got read as a kid. 50?
You've only read 50 books?
60?
You just added on another 10.
You've never even read a book in your life.
I've read a lot of books. I read a book the other day, Shoe Dog, Phil Knight, the maker of 90.
90? You love women's clothes, don't you?
The maker of Nike, not Knight.
The maker of 90s.
Yeah, so Phil Knight, which was an amazing book called Shoe Dog. You should read that one. And I've read Holes. But you've never read Holes. I've read Junk.
You read Holes.
They sound like two magazines at the top shelf in a newsagent's. Holes and Junk.
I've read... Do you know what else I've read?
He thought they were something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Picture books.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
I've read them ones.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Seen that film.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's the best one.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
Read all of those. Do you know what else I've read?
Yeah.
War and Peace?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
That's massive, that one.
Yeah. I've read War and Peace.
So have you?
Yeah. Is it worth it?
It's really good. Yeah, if you like realism, it's fantastic.
Do you know what I like? Netflix.
Yeah.
It's like War and Peace, but quicker and easier to watch.
Do you know what year Netflix started?
I reckon 1990.
Well, it was something else before, wasn't it? It was a Love Film before.
No, that
wasn't. Was Amazon Prime.
That was
different. Yeah.
Love Film. Really, I got so many facts about this. So lovely. By the way, hello everyone. Welcome back to Private Parts, second half. Brennan Reese with us.
I'm here.
He's here. So Love Film, very interesting. Love Film sold for something like £420 million.
Wow.
And the guy who started it.
I used to subscribe to Love Film.
And get sent something in the post.
Yeah, sent DVDs.
Yeah, and would you ever send the DVD back if you found it lying around somewhere? All students would just leave it in the house. I think that was the business model problem. But it was sold for, and the fact that no one used CDs anymore,
no.
That was probably more the problem. But it sold for like $420 million. The guy who ran it, owned it or founded it, had like 0.7%, so made $4 million out of the deal. He then went and invested money in Gray's Peanuts, if you know Gray's Peanuts.
Oh yeah, yeah, that you get in a like a Tesco where you're queuing
up. That it, so that just got sold for something like $600 million. And he just actually started up a new company which is called Tails.com, which is subscription dog food. And it's one of the best companies to start in the last, like, 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, smart cookie over there. But Netflix, when do you think Netflix started, Francis?
2007?
I'm going to go for 1996.
1998.
It's very
maybe
close.
96, maybe a 98.
No, I read this thing the other day, and it was about how there, they what they do is you can just take as many holidays as you want. You don't have to book them.
Yeah.
And then you can... you only get fired for not being good at... Like, you only get fired when you are surplus to requirements. But, like, if you're doing your job, great. But they're like, we don't need a DVD person anymore. Bye. Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah, that's exactly... There's this whole thing where lots of offices now just give as many holidays as want. As long as you complete your work,
yeah,
you can just take as much free time as you want. And actually, one of my best friend's boyfriends, his brother had that whole system... But I don't think it worked. It was quite a weird one. But yeah, Netflix started in 1998, but the internet speed wasn't fast enough. So they had started it, but they couldn't actually produce what they wanted to produce because the internet speed wasn't quick enough for it at that time.
I remember signing up to Netflix when it had about 4 films on it.
What really? Were the films?
Avatar, The Aviator. I think they just started at A.
Your favourite film is your favourite film is Avatar, though.
No.
Yes, it is.
What?
Your favourite film is Avatar and Master and Commander.
And anything that's got a bit of action in it. What is my favourite film? I like Hip Hop Sluts 4.
It's seen great. That one.
It's not as, like, 3, it sort of goes off track. 1 and 2 are alright, but 4...
Is that a real film?
I reckon if we typed it in Google, we'll probably get our hard drives taken away.
Hey, but Brennan, I also want to ask you, because we didn't quite get into your thing. So you found out about acting, you found out about drama,
yeah.
You were living in Manchester. What was that point where you were like, right, I'm going to go and try stand-up comedy, and I'm going to go for it?
So it was my maybe like 24th birthday, and I thought, getting old now, so I'm going to try and do things that I've never done before. And I wanted to try stand-up once. So I did a thing called a gong show. Do you know what
really?
It is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where if you basically turn up...
Did you do the one in... up the creek?
No, I did one in Manchester.
Oh, right, wow.
At the Comedy Store.
Well, explain to the listeners what it is.
So basically, there's like about 40 people on, and if you're rubbish, you've got to try and last 5 minutes. If you're rubbish, you get booed off.
Oh, they don't do the gong?
So like, if enough people hate you, you get gonged off.
Oh, yeah.
And it's brutal. Like, there's some of the worst people on there just going up with all, like, you know, men that are on their third divorce, just trying to just... have any joy in their life. They get up, say 2 jokes, got to drive back to Birmingham, mate, your shit. So I tried doing this.
Are all the shit ones from Birmingham?
Always from Birmingham. Can't understand what they're saying.
So I sure what it was.
Yeah, you're going down the races and just going to go and do some comedy. That's what can I go and do.
It's like having a lazy eye in your throat. It's like, yeah, but
So you
hello to all our Birmingham listeners.
Yeah, we love you guys.
They don't know what a podcast is. They ain't got a phone. You can't get a podcast on a landline.
So you went and did the gong.
Did the gong.
How many people in the audience?
What, 300? 400?
Oh, so it's intense.
Yeah, it's big. And when they boo, they fucking boo.
And also it's Manchester where they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it sounds like a ghost convention. Just everyone's like, boo. And I was on right at the end and just no one was getting past 5 minutes. No one was getting past like 2 minutes. And I was like, right, if I get to the microphone and just start talking quick, I'll be fine. And I was concentrating on getting to the microphone so much, I tripped up onto the stage, face planted the floor, and it just got a laugh. About a minute. So I bought some time and then I won the thing. I
really?
Was like, oh, maybe I'll do it again because I just wanted to do it once. So I did another one and it went well. Did a third one. I thought, I might be the best comedian ever. Did a fourth one. Oh, it was at a snooker club in Rochdale. And you know you're doing bad when you, because there was basically a snooker club and then a curtain and then a terrible comedy gig where they serve like yellow chips. And you know you're doing shit when you can hear a snooker game, which isn't loud, behind you. When you hear two snooker balls clattering together, you're like, well, no one's laughing. It was rubbish. It was so bad.
So this wasn't a gong show then?
This was just my first like proper gig.
I love it. First one, boom. Second one, boom. Third one, I'm probably the best stand-up to have ever lived.
Fourth one, when you hear a man tut and then take a sip of a pint of bitter, you are brought crumbling back down to earth.
So were you doing the same material from the gong show at this?
Yeah, I reckon so, yeah.
But do you remember what your first opener was?
It was probably something about my appearance, because when I was 24, 25, I looked really young.
You look very young now.
But then I looked, you know, I look like the inside of a used condom. That's how young I looked. And comedy's made up of a lot of fat middle-aged men. So when you're on stage with them, you look even younger. So I think it was about looking like, I don't know, like a little girl or something. It was fine.
But where did you get the confidence from? Because, you know, it's scary to go on stage in front of 300 people to do anything, let alone doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
But where did you go when you're 24 years going, fine, I'm just going to go and do this, let's go for it?
I think one thing I've been blessed with is my mum and dad are dead supportive. And they've sort of told me, like, just go and do whatever you want. I guess they wanted me to get out of Ashton. So they were brilliant at always just being supportive and going, do you know what? If you do it and it fails, try something else. So I reckon it's through that. Because they're brilliant. A good northern group of parents. Because I've got a lot of friends who are like, their mum and dad are like, you're not doing that. You're going in the army. You're not doing that. You're going working at Asda.
You're like, not doing that. You're going down Tutput with Kez.
Yeah, exactly that. Tutput with Kez.
Get down Tutput with Kez.
And my mum and dad were just all for, like, all of us just trying stuff.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
So I've got one brother, one sister.
Okay.
Brother's 10 years older. Mm-hmm. Sister's 7 years older. I was a mistake.
Yeah, you know, no, you weren't a mistake.
this is how much of a mistake it was. My dad had a vasectomy about 4 years before I was born. Yeah. And then they didn't do it right because it was the 80s. And I just think they sold it up wrong. And and then when I came out, my dad was like, well, he's not mine. And then my mum probably took a look at me as well and was like, well, he's not mine. And then they had a DNA test, Jeremy Kyle style. Turns out, I'm both of theirs.
Are you serious? That what happened? They freaked out because they're like, what the hell is this? But then you did all that and you were like, right, I'm going to give this another go. When did you decide to go, right, I'm going to make this into a career, move down to London and give it a go?
When did you give up your day job?
So I gave it up.
And what was your day job?
So I'd done all sorts. I'm not very good at having a boss. So I never had I could never hold down a job. I got fired from quite a lot of, I used to work in a Pizza Hut. And
apparently they spray the pizzas with something.
Yeah, garlic.
Garlic butter. Yeah.
Is that what they spray it with?
Yeah, it's like in a graffiti can.
Yeah, that's what.
And they just spray the crust with it.
That is delightful. Have you sprayed it into your mouth?
No, but I've drunk the sauce and it tastes horrific.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you drank the sauce?
It just comes in a big bucket. And once we were cleaning up, I just thought, this will be a laugh. It was like I was drinking a mimosa. Is a mimosa one with... Is that with a... No, what's a Bloody Mary one?
Yeah, that's a Bloody Mary tomato juice. Yeah.
It was like doing a... I was like a borrower having a shot of that. It was like a huge vat of it. And it tasted... Oh, it tasted like I'd done a shot of out-of-date Dolmio. It was horrible. Yeah.
My brother's friend did a thesis. He went to Oxford and he did a thesis on the sort of fast food kind of sector. And so he went and worked in a fast food restaurant. I'm not going to say which one it is. And he worked in there to see what it was like, and one of the guys pissed into the chip fryer. And he was like, this is just vile. Yeah.
Oh, why do my chips taste of asparagus? Like, they're just horrible.
So what happened? So then you left the job. You were like, right, then what happened?
Left is a nice way of putting it. Got fired.
Because you were drinking all the sauce?
No, it's because I was telling my mates to come to the back door and I'd give them whatever they wanted, pizza-wise.
What, for how much? For tenner?
No, for free.
Hey, come to the back door and I'll give you anything that you want. Well, I'll just get a pizza. No, but anything.
Anything you want. Well, I'll just have a pizza then.
Yeah, but anything. I've got garlic spray. Whatever you want. Just spraying all yourself in garlic butter so they lick it off.
Someone trying to catch me and I'm just a slippery mess. So I got fired from there, and then I went to a fancy dress shop, got fired from there for basically, it was very small, and I used to hide behind the clothes and go for a little sleep if I was hungover. I got caught.
What, so, in the middle of all the clothes hanging up?
Yeah, yeah. So there's just a little gap behind there, sleep down there. Used to work in a pub and just used to give people free drinks. Fired from there. And then I just sort of, I was teaching in a college at one point. I've got no qualification. I just blagged it. They found out, got fired from there.
What were you teaching?
I was teaching acting and dance. And I cannot dance.
But it's amazing that you've had this kind of world experience and going to do everything. Because you've basically found out what you, which is the most important thing in life, you found out what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And I think that's the most important thing.
Which
about
is have a boss.
Yeah, I hate having a boss.
But I think a lot of people don't ever get the chance to find that out because they go and work in the local Asda or they go and work in this and they don't really get out of that because they don't really have the aspirations or the ability or the kind of drive to do it. But you had that drive and you're like, you know what, I want to try all these different things and get out there and go and do it.
How did you get out of the local Asda?
I bet you've never been in an Asda.
I have. I went and bought 9p noodles once from Asda when I was at Leeds University. But you did
9p noodles?
Yeah.
They're the expensive ones in Asda.
But then, Brennan Rees,
yeah,
you have been awarded Edinburgh Comedy Award for, well, Best Newcomer nominee.
Yeah.
English Comedian of the Year winner.
Whoa. Won it.
Fringe World Australia Best Show nominee. BBC New Comedy Award finalist runner-up. Don't Stop Me Now winner. The World Series winner. Amused Moose. Moose Comedy Award finalist. Preston, which is Preston Comedy Comedian of the Year.
You got to start somewhere, haven't you?
And you were the winner, thank God.
It was
God.
Just me and a singing dog. That was it.
What, that was part of your act?
No, it wasn't. That was my competition.
Yeah. But Brennan, you've done so much. That's incredible. Do you not look back and just go, you know, you're still a young guy, but you look back and go, that's insane that I've kind of done all this and you're doing what you love and you're writing and being funny and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I feel dead lucky because, as I said, there's loads of people that just don't get to do what they want because, like, responsibilities happen or they get pregnant at 12. And that's, do you know what I mean? Where, like,
God, that was my problem. It's really my problem getting pregnant at 12.
It's just a tough world, isn't it? And I, like, sometimes it's hard because you have to, like, miss friends' weddings or, like, you're on the road quite a lot. But also, I couldn't do a normal job. And I look at some mates who work so hard and they don't get much from it because they don't enjoy it. And they've got to pay for, you know, their mortgage and this, that, and the other. And I just think, to get to do what you want, I guess the same with you guys, where you get to, we basically just get to dick around. Mm. This is dicking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree. And I think, you know, we are in a very fortunate, lucky position where we get the ability to do things that we love. And I think that's what life is about, having a purpose and doing what, it doesn't matter what, you can be a mother, a father, you could be a baker, a candlestick maker.
I don't think they exist anymore.
A cobbler.
There's a cobbler near me, you know.
It's called a chandler.
A chandler, a sand blower, a glass blower. It's not a sand blower, is it?
Well, just round a beach.
A sand blower, I don't think, is an actual job.
Is he all right? He's looking for coins.
Oh, there's a sand blaster, which is to remove paint from walls.
But I just feel like we are incredibly lucky.
And we don't appreciate enough. There's lots of people, lots of, in inverted commas, celebrities, who are just feel like they're owed the world. And you go, you're not. You just were lucky. You won the genetic lottery because you got a jawline. And, you know, you've gone to the gym a bit and you've ended up, like, all the stars have aligned and you've got 2 million Instagram followers. Stop being a bellend.
And also the problem is that that's majority of those people come from reality TV because...
Well, that's the thing. It's even less, like, lucky now because they're just going on. They're deciding to go on reality TV.
Yeah, but also reality TV, you're... Instead of, like, yourself like a comedian or an actor or a painter, whatever it is, or musician, whatever in the arts, you know, a reality star is given that access to that world. And so then they think, well, this has been easy. I should deserve something else. But in fact, it's a doggy-dog world out there and it's hard. And so when you get to do...
Doggy-dog.
It's a doggy-dog world. You get to
it's
do
It's a doggy-dog world.
It's a doggy-dog.
Yeah. What does that saying even mean, doggy-dog?
Dog eat dog. So one dog eats another dog.
Oh, I thought it was doggy dog.
No, dog eat dog.
Like Snoop Doggy Dog. Oh, dog eat dog.
A doggy dog world. Sounds like the loveliest world. It sounds like a world made by Nintendo Wii.
I want
Ooh, a little
to live
doggy,
in a doggy
dog world.
Yeah, true doggy dog. That's what everyone else said. They go, what? Okay, fine. But it is. Hey, on that note, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the question of the week was fairly niche, which I guess you won't know. No one, none of our audience will know unless they've been to the town hall in Manchester. So perhaps it wasn't the best question.
I looked up.
But yeah, don't forget, if you want to go and take a pee for free, you go in there.
Yeah,
do it. Yeah, but if you do, you know, this may teach you to look up and look at your surroundings and observe the ceiling. Because on the ceiling is, in fact, a painting of a snake eating its own tail.
Oh, that's like a human centipede. That
which is a pagan symbol for the cycle of life.
Do you? If you,
it's like a snakey snake world, isn't it?
Yes,
it's a snakey snake world.
And snake eats snake.
And do you know what? I just love how these things happen. It's cyclical. We bring back to the point of snakes, like we spoke about the Bible at the beginning. Snakes. Another great thing about that book.
When I was about 14, if someone would have taken a picture of me when my mum and dad were out the house, I would have looked like that snake.
Really?
I don't know if you ever tried this. And maybe this won't make the edit. But we've all been there, haven't we? Where we've tried to put the tip in.
Yeah.
Gobs.
Yeah.
I used to try and do it by pushing off my brother's bunk bed. And one day, it took training. If there was an Olympic...
Did you do it?
I did it.
No,
did you slip a disc?
No.
I slipped a dick. It was great.
Wait, hold on. You did not manage to give yourself fellatio.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I'm not great at it. The worst thing is about this, my mum's so supportive, she will be listening now. Sorry, Beryl.
Oh, Beryl, you should have never have left. I also like the fact that when I was 14, if my mum and dad were out and someone took a photo, who's taking a photo of you giving yourself a blowjob?
Oh, my God, just Maureen, the next door neighbour. She's retired, she's got time on her hands.
With a telescopic lens.
Yeah.
Maureen, do you mind just coming round? I just want to try something. Do you mind just taking a photo of what I do so I can really capture this moment?
Wait, I don't understand how your bunk... How did you do it off the bunk bed?
So he had the lower bunk, I had the top bunk. It was one of them ones where it was a double bed underneath and then I had wiggly stairs going up to the top. So what I'd do... You know, if there are any 14-year-old boys listening right now...
14? That's quite old to be trying that.
No, I would have done it.
This was before we had a computer, though.
Yeah, I would have done it when I was 14. I think probably when I was 30 I've tried it. I've come out the shower, sat down and gone, could.
You just sort of look at it going, stop eyeing me up. He's looking at me. He wants a kiss. So you would...
The funny thing is... All of our listeners in this room have thought about it 110%
totally.
And tried it.
Oh, people have done all sorts of stuff. A teenage boy's mind is one of the most creative things. It's too rude, but you can look at the back of a sofa and you think, that's going to be my wife for the next 2 minutes. Like, we've all been there.
So you were in the bunk bed and you were trying to fold your body.
So it's literally like a wallpaper paste table.
What, you're doing the plough?
I was doing. So I'd lean back and then I'd put my feet on the slats on the top and just push like a naughty letter C.
Oh my God. Like a naughty letter C.
I think I've said too much.
Oh, my I wish someone had walked in and caught you doing that.
How do you explain that? Yeah. Yoga hasn't been invented yet. You are, what are you doing? Like, you would. Your tea's ready. All right. 1 second. Just having a starter.
Oh my God. I think the funniest thing that's ever been said in the podcast.
What, so you succeeded in this?
Well, yeah, I didn't. So, like, you question your own life when the tip's in your own mouth. And you
also, when you get in, do you go, oh, I've done it?
Well, you can't really celebrate because then you're either going to choke or it's going to come out. So you...
you just sort of think it's in.
It's sort of like... like, I don't know, have you ever thrown something like a bit of rubbish in a bin from a distance when no one else has seen it? Yeah. Can you celebrate? No. So you just have to have a party in your head. And that's what happened. Literally.
Francis, on that
Jamie
note,
knows what he's doing when he gets home.
God, wait.
On Amazon buying book beds.
With the squiggly stairs.
He's got to have the squiggly stairs.
Fine, Eloise, I've got a bunk bed.
Francis, we've got to have your diary, buddy. Very excited.
Well, why don't we do something a bit different today? Why don't we have Brennan's diary?
Brennan doesn't have a diary.
Well, he might.
Well, I don't. Well, what can I do? I could. Is it? What do you do? A diary from something that's
Happened to you last week.
Last week, right? Let me have a think.
Do you? I mean, that's really putting you on the spot and ruining the whole podcast model.
Why don't you do yours? I'll have a think, and if I can think of one,
yeah.
Then
all right. Fine.
That was you just trying to get out of doing a diary, wasn't it?
Was that you just trying to get? Let's get Brennan to.
My diary is very short today. Monday. I woke up this morning feeling slightly stiff and achy from the tournament yesterday. Luckily, the pain from what I thought was a more serious injury to my rotator cuff appears to have subsided considerably.
It's like what you did, Brennan.
I know.
When you had a tournament.
It was a tournament with myself. It was a knockout stage.
God, I hope you didn't get any rotator cuff injuries. Although looking in the mirror, I realised I slightly chipped my tooth when my gum shield popped out in the middle of my second fight and I bit through my tongue.
Wait, what sort of fighting are you doing? Are you part of a fight club?
Kind of.
MMA?
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I was fighting an MMA guy.
That's Jewish people fighting each other, isn't it? I don't think we're allowed to say that, but...
But after taking the bronze medal in my first jiu-jitsu tournament, I've decided to officially retire from the sport of Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, why?
April Fools. That was yesterday. That was Monday.
Oh, got me.
Yeah, I got you.
I got you.
And that was actually a post-April Fools, April Fools. This morning, I entered two tournaments at the end of the month. And that's it.
just ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Okay,
will he win? Space. Will I win? Who knows? Return to that.
Jiu-jitsu's like a nice one, isn't it? It's like you don't like rip each other's heads off, do you? It's pleasant...
No, you do rip each other.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Is it like a... So if I came at you with a fist...
Yeah.
From behind... would you know how to deal with it?
Would are you asking it?
So if I was about to donkey punch you in the back of the head,
would I beat you off?
Would you beat me off? Would you know, for example, now
if you were coming out to me and I couldn't see you and you punched me in the back of the head,
there's
not many people.
So I'm like, oi, and you're like, oh yeah, he's gonna hit me now. And I came at you like this, slow motion, with a punch.
What would you do?
Eat it.
Block the punch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, I can see why you're winning tournaments. Yeah.
Well, but jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, there's no punching.
What do you do?
It's basically grappling. So it's submissions, choke, strangulations, joint locks.
Sounds like my Pornhub search. Yeah.
Hey, Brennan Rees. Buddy, I just want to say...
You're on tour soon.
It's been an absolute pleasure you coming on the podcast.
I'm doing a tour.
Yeah, he's doing a tour.
I'm on it right now. On BrennanRees.com, it says, I'm bringing my third solo... I'm bringing my third solo show, Evermore, on a UK tour. The show had a full sellout run at
the end.
Full
look
sellout
that,
run.
You look so young.
You're cutting me off as I go along.
I've got a jawline on that picture.
Yeah, you look so young there.
The show had a full sellout run at the Edinburgh Festival with 5-star reviews, so at least you know it's not shit. Dates and tickets, links below.
What's the best quote, a review of your show?
My favourite one was, this guy deserves to be alone. This tool deserves to be alone.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the guy didn't like the show. What about this one? Beautiful, raucous and lots of touching, The Independent.
Lots of touching.
What's the touching?
It's just very touching. It's like, it's funny for 50 minutes.
Is there a bunk bed involved?
Yeah, it's got a bunk bed. That's the set. And then at the end, we just get people up and they try their best.
Hey, Brennan Rees, can I just say, I've had what a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thanks so much. This has been a treat.
No, it's been honestly a treat for us.
We've had an absolute treat.
I cannot wait to watch you on your tour. Follow Brennan on Instagram, Brennan Rees. Hey, buddy, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Well, okay. Talk about putting me on the spot again. I think the best rule for life is don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Just don't be a... You don't have to.
It's unnecessary to be a dick, Jamie.
It's a choice to be a dick. Stop it. Stop it.
But if you have one, get a bunk bed.
Yeah.
Try and kiss it.
But don't get a cheap one because it will collapse upon you.
Brennan Rees, everybody. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.